Hello?
Hi, Lucia.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Right when you called me, somebody else had transferred a call to me. So I'm really sorry. I saw you called. I'm just getting back to you. So,
don't worry.
Were you able to talk to your husband then?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
And, you know, we just wanted to ask, and we're like, you know, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Yeah, of course.
Is there a way, like I said, we just finished paying, you know, those, like, the monthly fee that we paid with Angie. So was there a way of, like, waiving the 99 or even, like, putting it to, like, the following month?
You know what? I can do that for you, Lucia. You know, it doesn't hurt to ask. So I can go ahead and waive the $99 setup fee. So it would just be the $149 to get you started.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know what? You don't know until you ask. I mean, I like a woman that likes to barter. So, you know.
Well, you know, I'm like I said, I'm dealing with, like, two different companies. But like I said, you know, I'm like, it's kind of these things happen, you know, like good opportunities arise when you least expect them. But sometimes, you know, like financially, you kind of have to like you said, barge your way through. And so I was like, I figured let me just ask because we just did get done with the hefty Angie's List price. So
absolutely, yeah. And so yeah, we can go ahead and do that. And you know, I mean, definitely, I respect you asking, so, and I do like you, so I, you know, I'll help you out with that, and we'll get you set up.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, babe.
Definitely. So, let's go ahead and get the account going. So, your first name, it is spelled L-U-C-I-A, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and do you have a middle initial?
It's just Lucia Lucia Rodriguez. I'm going to give you my email. Lucia Rodriguez.
Okay. Okay, and go ahead and, I mean, I just spell that for me, please. It's R-O-D, right?
Yeah, my first, R-O-D, as in dog, R-I-G, as in goat, U-E, Z as in zebra.
Okay, perfect. And I'm assuming we're going to put your husband here as a authorized user on the account, right?
Yeah, you can do
okay.
That.
And, but the phone calls, you'll be taking the phone calls for the business, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And do you, it will always be this phone number, right? The 426-1398?
That's correct.
Okay, and also, just so you know, Lucia, there is actually a new feature that we just kind of added recently. It's called a call tracking number. Now, I know you kind of had this phone number set up for your business already, but we can go ahead and also send you a call tracking number. Now, the great thing with a call tracking number is it actually does have an app that comes with it where all the phone calls will be directed actually to your personal phone number. So you won't ever miss any calls, but it also, you can see the calls that come in, you know, where they're coming from. You can branch them out. So basically you can have more than one line on the call tracking number. It can also have your husband's line on the call tracking number as well. Do you think that's something you would want to do? It would be no additional charge.
I'm not sure if I understand it. So the call tracking, are you saying like if I give you another number, like my personal number, so I don't have to use my personal number, it would kind of it would disguise my personal number as like the company number, but
yeah.
I would still get the phone calls directly
absolutely.
To that number?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
What's the difference, like, in just using, you know, the business number?
The only difference would be the ability of having the application, like the app that you can use. so at least you can have everything that you can kind of follow and keep on there, add contacts, all of that, you know, and being able to add more than one line, so you could have your husband's line on there as well as your line. So, I mean, if you want to think about it, you can. I can just go ahead and send you the application, and you can just think about it if you want. And just basically, I'm going to set you up. So basically what we're doing here today, Lucia, is getting the basics of the company, billing, and then I'm going to set up what's called a client interview. The client interview is really okay. Where the magic is going to happen. That's where they're going to get you a URL, domain name, get the keywords, get more extensive information about your business, and kind of get everything started. So if you want, I can send you the application for the call tracking number, and you can just think about it over the weekend if you want to do that.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Okay. And then what is the best email for you?
Yeah, it is, company email is one, like the number one.
Okay.
S as in Sam. Painting, the letter N, the word more,
okay,
at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then, so does your daughter help out with the business at all?
Not yet. She does have a part-time job. I just, nothing related for me. But I would like, she would be open to learning how to, like, help me with at least setting up invoices or estimates.
Yeah. I think that's always, you know, the amazing thing about somebody opening up a company and having kids. At least it's something you can kind of leave to your kids later on, right?
Yeah, well, I told her, I was like, you could still get, since it's my first year next year, I'm hopefully going to be able to remove the LLC and turn it into an S-Corp, and then that's when I can, you know, start using those nice tax benefits into paying my kids as employees, and that's what I was trying to remind her. I'm like, you could still be on a payroll. You just have to be willing to learn.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So, and then the best address for you is, hold on. Is it going to be this address here, the 5076 I can't pronounce that, Antigua Trail?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Okay. And is this, like a personal address, or is that, actually where you have a business, or?
I'm sorry, can I, just out of curiosity, the information, is that from, the information that you got, was that from Angie's List?
Yeah, well, I just saw this address here on Angie's List, yeah.
Oh, okay. But that's my personal at home.
Okay.
That was another thing. So I am working on getting a P.O. box, because that was another thing that I asked when I was registering my profile with Angie's. I would not really like for my personal address to be, like, on my public profile. I know it's still public information. If anybody really wanted to look up my address, they could do that. I was trying to be trying to keep two things separate as possible.
No, absolutely. So
will my personal address be on, like, our website?
That's
for your, like, account.
Okay, so I was just going to clarify that. So definitely this address will not be listed anywhere if you do not want us to list it. So a lot of people, especially a lot of contractors and stuff like that, work out of their home. They don't actually have business addresses. But Google needs to PIN verify you. So they cannot do that through a P.O. box. So they're going to have to PIN verify you through this address. But it does not have to be listed anywhere. Okay?
And the PIN verify, what does that mean?
So,
like, I know when you PIN something, yeah, like you look up the address, but why?
Okay. So what
I
that means
is to make sure it's real.
Right, exactly. It's to make sure it's real, but also, you've done like a Google search before, right? You know, I'm sure, I mean, I know that's kind of a silly question, but, you know, when
right.
you go to Google and you'll see the map section, and it has those little red dots, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So those little red dots mm-hmm. are actually yeah. where the businesses have been PIN verified. So that is what that means. So the Google will send out that PIN verification code. It's like a 6-digit code that they mail to you, then you will get back to us. We're going to set up the Google business profile, and that's how you get PIN verified, so that they know a radius around where your business is and kind of where to market you. Does that kind of make sense?
Okay. Okay. I see.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, that's just how every business has to go through that to be on Google. So it's just
okay.
One of the steps to getting there. So, all right. So here, just to get some very basics about your company right now, what are going to be the hours of operation for you?
It's Monday through Friday. We're going to keep it from 8 to... let's see. So we had put like 8 to 6, I think.
Okay.
And then Saturday, 9 to 6.
Okay, perfect. And then, do you guys have a logo, or would you like us to create you one?
Yes, we do have.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, take your time. Yeah, take your time.
My daughter's literally trying to take the shirt off my back. I'm sorry. Hold on a second.
No problem.
Okay, I'm so sorry about that.
No problem. That's all right. I'm here for you. Then the best form of contact for you is going to be phone, text, email, all the above, right?
Phone, yeah, texting, email.
Okay. Okay. And then, let's see. So, The services that you offer, obviously, it's painting. Is that going to be like interior painting, exterior painting? I see Angie's List has you listed for power washing. Do you do that as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, so we actually, like, so the trade that we actually can't, we have done work for,
Hello? Lucia? Hello?